Welcome to Sports Hour. Listening to WNYO Sports Hour with your hosts, Aaron Valentino and Brandon Lapp.
For one final time, December 2nd. I don't know why my sister is texting me. Sorry, I got thrown off. For one final time. Actually, can we restart that yes. Entirely? I don't know if we're going to be able to. For one final time this semester, or this forever, it is WNYO Sports Hour with Aaron Valentino and Brandon Ladd. Brandon, for one final time, how are we feeling today?
Feeling good. Haven't really ever given you more than that.
Yeah, yeah, never. You never really do give me more than that. I always have a lot to say. You never tell me how life is going. Or you do, but not here. Not here. So this is it. We stopped counting episodes this week because everything was crazy and, it's probably episode 158, 157, yeah. Something like that. The Sports Hour pod, which will be edited next week, we'll be able to tell you how many episodes we ended up doing in total. Sports Hour pod coming probably mid next week with everything. There is a lot more important things. No offense to Liam Gadamer and the WNYO podcasting department, but there are a lot more important things that need to be done this week, including four major broadcasts that need to go off tomorrow. A doubleheader of women's basketball as Liam looks at us, judges us in the window, including two basketball games tomorrow, 4:30 or 5:30. Men's and women's both taking on Buffalo State in their second conference matchups of the year. Women at 5:30 with Stephen Behrens, Sean Pastrick on the call. And then at 7:30, it'll be Brandon Ladd and Joey Palatsky on the call as the Oswego State Lakers men's team. They will take on Buffalo State. The Oswego State men's hockey team, that'll be over on Stream 1 and on 88.9 on the radio dial. 6 o'clock countdown to face-off with Jared Wakefield, and that'll be Liam Gadamer, Jake Johnson, and myself on the call in Canton. So they will face the Canton Kangaroos, who they beat 9-1.
I like their chances.
Yes, 9-1 in the preseason. Weirdly enough, they have a chance to play Canton three times this year, once in the preseason, this regular season game, and they could possibly play them in the Pathfinder tournament on January 1st and 2nd.
I did not realize Canton was the fourth team there.
Yes, Canton. Yes, it is Canton.
Covered
the 14th,
by the because, shadow of the ranked teams.
Well, so Augsburg is ranked. They're fourth in the country. Skidmore's getting votes. There was some confusion because looking on certain people's websites, it says Salve Regina is coming, but it's not. It appears to be Canton.
Gotcha.
Unless I'm wrong on that again. But yeah, they have a chance to play Canton three times this year, so they'll play Canton, and that'll be at 7 o'clock with Liam Gadamer, Jake Johnson, and myself on the call. And then on Saturday, it is the Teddy Bear Toss. It is We Love Deborah Stanley Days. It'll be Deborah Stanley send off into the great beyond, I guess. Yes. I don't really know what other way to describe it. Deborah Stanley, the 26-year long-lasting president, will finally be retiring from Oswego State. By the way, do we have a new president?
No, we don't. It's kind of interesting to think about.
You never did your walk.
No, it kind of just got confuddled towards
and
the
I don't
end.
Think Brian is going to end up interviewing
no,
her either.
I'm starting to
actually
realize,
you're the producer of that game.
Yes,
are you guys interviewing?
No. I'm starting to realize it would have been one of the hardest gets of all
time.
Yeah,
apparently it was a hard get, but it's the Teddy Bear Toss. It's We Love Deborah Stanley Day. The Oswego State Lakers. Well, technically, tomorrow is the end of the semester, even though there is finals next week.
Yep.
But tomorrow is the end, and they will play a Morrisville team that. It's not off to a good start.
Nope.
They never seemed to. They got off to a good start 2 years ago, and then everyone quickly realized that
it wasn't real.
They're 0-5 in the. Excuse me. They're 0-5 in the conference and 3-6-1 on the year. And then Oswego State, they will finish their year in Nazareth. Listen to this. Ready?
Yes.
It'll be Jake Johnson, Jared Wakefield, and Zach Case on the call.
An interesting combo.
It'll be at least myself with, you know, there's a couple analysts in the work for that game, but it'll be myself as host of Countdown and Faceoff for that one. So it's the most mishmash WNYO hockey broadcast this semester. So we've got a big week coming up, but it's a big day today. Final episode of Sports Hour. If you want to call in and share your thoughts, the phone number is 315-312-2907. Again, that's 315-312-2907. But we've got the final episode of this today. And then what do we got? We have the season finale of Laker Connections tonight.
Nice.
And I suggest that you all tune into that because I bought a lovely outfit for this evening. And it's definitely better than the outfit that I had 2 years ago when we did the Christmas episode.
Well, you wore a women's Christmas sweater.
Yes, I was forced by Lad, Brian, and Brittany to wear a women's Christmas sweater. And the results still haunt me to this day.
Sparkly, nice, fit nice and tight.
And Alyssa gives me that sweater and it's like, oh my God, it looks so good on you. And I'm looking at it in the mirror. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God, this is the outfit choice that I am going with for today. So, but I do have a much better sweater. I don't know if Brian bought his sweater yet.
Who knows?
I guess we will see. So very busy week is all wrapping up, coming to an end. Have you started the monster yet?
No, not yet. Me and Brian still got to figure out how we're going to do that.
Are you doing an Aaron Valentino classic tonight, or are you going to bed?
Probably will during the Cowboys game. I'll work on that.
Yes. Is tonight now, the Cowboys play tonight?
Yes.
They play the Saints?
They play the Saints, and now I need to play the commercial for you because I get to play this once a year.
Yeah, we can play the commercial.
The Saints and the
by
Cowboys.
By the way, Brian is claiming he has not bought the sweater yet, so we'll see. All right, ready?
Yep.
Great. One of the greatest Thursday night football commercials ever. Saints, Cowboys tonight. I'm surprised you didn't wear the Cowboys Christmas sweater today.
No, if I was planning it out the right way, I should have. I'll just throw on my jersey later.
Yeah, you'll just throw on. Actually, you don't have much of a day today.
No.
What are you doing after this?
I'm getting dinner with a few CTS people.
You're getting dinner?
Yes, as a thank you for helping me out with the website. And then...
Hold on. You're getting dinner?
Yeah.
With the people of CTS,
yeah.
You and like 3 45-year-olds are getting dinner.
Yeah,
3 30-year-olds.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Are getting dinner.
Yeah.
You offered this.
Yeah, it was thrown out there.
Really?
Yeah.
This is, now no offense to you.
Yes.
But this doesn't seem like you at all.
No, I was like, oh, I got to do something nice for them. What's better than getting dinner?
That really is nice. Good job, lad. Good for you, man.
And then I got the Cowboys game after, and I probably need to do work at some point.
Yeah, you probably should start that homework at some point.
Yeah, I did a quiz today, so I'm chugging along.
Yep, chugging along. Absolutely chugging along. Tommy Tripod contributing to the show today. Shout out to lad to being a team guy going out to dinner with CTS.
So. No, it's all about being a team guy.
It's all about being a team player, for sure. So, all right, we're gonna take a quick break. I don't know what we're gonna. We don't have a team of people to cut up clips to look back at our greatest memories and like even if Lad and I really wanted to do that,
we wouldn't have the time.
I don't have the time to do that.
We would have had to start it in August.
Yes, we would have literally had to every day take the time to do that. And I don't this
no.
week. I'm barely going to get this media law paper handed in, alone be able to cut clips for today's show. After this, I've got to drive really fast home because today's also last week was technically my last day, but today is my official Last day at CNY Central.
Yes.
We're recording my final episode of The Orange Zone.
Awesome.
So that'll be out tomorrow. Ben contributing to the show today. I just want you to know what Lad did to my precious... Oh, I just want to know what Lad did to my precious website. Yes. The website was down. It's fixed now, right?
It is fixed. Corrupted file. We're dove fine. In and fixed it.
Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah.
Now, you paid, right? Did that end up being the problem?
The subscription was good. It was just a corrupted file. And when you have a corrupted file out of the 12,000, it brought us crashing and burning to the ground.
Right.
So we had to find which of the 12,000 files was the corrupted file.
And they did it.
Yes.
They did it for you. So there you go. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't really know what we have planned today. I don't know. I know it's the last show and we should be reflecting, but like this lockout thing is pretty hilarious, actually. I kind of want to talk about it. Did you see the players today? Their profile pictures are just like non-faces. Like, have you seen this?
No, I haven't seen
this. You should check it out because it is pretty funny. I kind of want to talk about that. Yeah. I guess we'll talk about the history of the show. I don't know.
Yeah.
Again.
Oh, one last note. I was because nobody else is going to do it for us. I was going to buy us a cake.
Did you buy the cake?
Not yet. I got to go shopping after.
So when I get home at 11 tonight, is that going to be my reward?
There will be a chocolate cake.
See, do you have TikTok?
I do not.
Oh.
I have the app. I just don't use it.
There's a sound that's like a guy like sitting down and then like, you know, you'll do something and the sound goes like, it's like a reward. It's like a reward. So that's what it'll be. That'll be the TikTok that we play tonight. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network. Final episode of WNYO Sports Hour. And welcome back to Sports Hour right here on WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network. Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now. This is a song we played a lot
the first semester
we ever did the show.
When we were mostly
remote.
Yes.
Actually, we started this show. This is how long the show's been going. We started the show and we still had Enco as our system.
Isn't that weird?
That's bizarre. It's bizarre. And we also started the show. Prod 1 was a data management room.
Oh, I forgot about
like,
that.
Like, that room was, like, pretty much only used for data management.
Some big swings in the past year around here.
Yes. And now it's a fully functional podcasting studio.
Yeah, I forgot the way it used to look.
Yep. What else has changed? We won the award. We have another award.
Yeah. Nobody's ever erased what I wrote on the board.
Actually, all of our old stuff...
Is still there.
We did it from you when I was at spring training and you had to do the SUNYAC championship game. That is still there. Like, it's not like we erased it and rewrote it. It is still up there from March 7, 2020.
So you have that from that March. We have We Back from me on August 24th. Kobe Day of 2020, and then we have Staying Alive from March 4th of 2021, and then we have Start of Year 4 from me on Kobe Day 2021.
Yeah. We've got some other stuff on the board over here, and I just realized this song's been on for a while. The Chair Counter, which has been kind of messed up. You know, the Chair Counter thing was really funny. I actually thought it was funny.
People ruined it.
Yeah, and I feel like people ruined it.
Yes.
Like, I know Gross was getting a little bit tired of it because he was the one that, like, kind of created it. And, like, you know, he even felt like he was being a bit dramatic at times. But I actually genuinely thought it was hilarious.
Yes.
And then people took it and they wrote 123 and then we actually
lost. It's embarrassing.
No, now it's embarrassing.
Yes.
We've got other stuff on the board over there. There's a Jen was here, I think.
Yep.
From up there, from the wiffle ball game. And then there's a couple other ones up here. A lot of them we have my Have Heart from the day you almost died and Gross did the show with me. And my picture of the Tullys still lives on in addition to the Oscar. We are getting a phone call. Caller, you are on the air for the final episode ever of WNYO Sports Hour with Aaron and Lad.
Fellas, what's going on? It's me, Mike. Just wanted to wish you guys a big congratulations on a very good show. Really upset seeing I'm just chilling here in my In Depth We Stand shirt. Looking forward to the 15th time we're celebrating Deborah Stanley in the week with this new hockey game. So I'm really excited. I just want to wish you guys congratulations and looking forward to next semester with you with the new show you guys got coming out, right?
Yes, yes. Thank you, Mike. We really appreciate you tuning in and listening to the show. How's Washington, my man?
Dude, it's been really good. It's been really fun.
I'm glad to hear that, Mike. Yeah. Now, what are your thoughts on this upcoming game on Saturday? We love Deborah Stanley Day. Are they gonna get? Do you think they're gonna give out the shirts, lad, that say "In Deb We Stand"?
Oh, I hope they do.
I hope
everyone
they do
too. Deserves to have one of those.
Is that really the name of it?
Yes, I have one. They handed one out to me. They were feeding those to the media at her celebration lunch.
Yeah, it literally says, Mike, on the back of the shirt, it's hanging up in the office right now, it literally says, #InDebWeStand.
Oh, no, I have a shirt of that. I got that already.
Wait, how do you have that shirt?
I got my hands on it. I got my hands on it.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. I can't even believe you have that, and I don't.
I know. I'll send you a picture. I really have it.
No, I believe you. I would never deny that. But,
why would I not have one? I love Deborah.
No, I know you love Deborah. No, do you think, Mike, do you think on Saturday when she drops the puck, do you think she's going to get booed?
No.
No?
No.
Why
would
she get booed?
She is the greatest president in the school's history.
Yes, legally, I have to say she is the greatest thing that's ever happened to Oswego.
Yes, so, one of the, especially according to Al Roker.
Yeah, so,
or fellas, Nicholas Roker.
Fellas, enjoy this. Have a great rest of the show. Excited to see what you guys do for next semester and on.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate that. Mike Marano calling in from Washington, D.C.
How interesting is that?
Appreciate all the alumni listening all the time.
I remember when I called into his last show
One of the great. It was originally like supposed to be in the fall semester, and then like they weren't tryhards like us and did the show remotely. It was supposed to be in the fall semester. But one of the great – so it's basically like a one-semester show. One of the greatest one-semester shows of all time in WNYO history.
Yes.
They saved graduation.
They did.
They saved graduation twice as we're getting another phone call. Caller, you're on the air with Aaron Valentino and Brandon Ladd for the final ever episode of Sports Hour.
So I'm not out of state. I'm in my apartment in Oswego. I'm not as cool as Mike. But I am in Oswego, and I want to wish a great day to you two fine men for the last show of Sports Hour. A great show, a really good show. But I do want to talk about hockey real quick.
Yes. This is Zach Case, by the way. And, yes, I did see in the group chat that the Sabres made a pretty big trade.
Yeah, that's not what I was talking about.
Oh, that's
like,
not
what are we
about.
Doing? Like,
okay.
Come on. Like, that's the trade.
Bad trade? Bad trade or good trade?
I think it was a bad trade. I think that trade just shows that the organization really doesn't want to make any moves this year with the team that they have. Look at that team. That lineup should not be where it is, and it's there because we have a great coaching staff and we have players that actually want to play hockey in Buffalo. And then we trade for this guy who hasn't really done anything all his career, is honestly past prime and is on his way out. And it just shows that the team is not really – or the management is not really going in the right direction. So
the Sabres Sabres traded future considerations, not cash considerations, not draft pick considerations. It literally just says future considerations for, correct me if I'm wrong, Case, his name is Malcolm Subban? Subban?
Subban.
Subban. Subban.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I didn't even know you could trade future considerations.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I think that's one of the dumbest things ever in hockey, too, besides how injuries are reported, but that's for another conversation. I think Buffalo made a dumb mistake today. They were listening
to you. And you just needed to get that out there for the world to hear.
Yeah. My other point is I'm very excited to join WNYO in Rochester for the NAS hockey game.
Yes.
Very excited for that.
Yes, it'll be a good one. Zach will be our man behind the glass now, and he will be taking my spot.
So Zach, how close
Aaron,
is
I will, I,
how close is that to ahead, the annex school of Brockport that I mistakenly went to?
The one in the city of Rochester,
yes.
Or the Brockport, New
the
York?
One in the downtown Rochester, which fooled me.
So a little like road stuff for you, a little geography here,
right.
Lad.
Yes.
The NAS is actually located in Henrietta. Or actually, the college is located on the east side in Pennfield, but they play out of the Bill Gray's Iceplex in Henrietta, which is south of Rochester. So it's probably a 15-minute drive from the inner city.
Okay.
And then I would say it's 20 minutes via highway from Rockport.
So nowhere near 5th Street where I was.
No, not even close to A, B, C, D, or F Street, wherever you were.
Gotcha. Terrifying.
Zach, we want to thank you for calling into the show. Are you, by the way, are you doing the game on Saturday? Are you doing Teddy Bear Toss on Saturday for Morrisville?
Graphics.
I'm gonna help out Lad in the control room. Make sure that room is
in tip top shape.
Yeah, I will.
Who's directing that game?
Five, Lad.
Gross.
Gross.
Gross and I. Gross and I will be sitting down, cracking some jokes, and Lad will be trying to get us through a broadcast.
Yep. So. There you go. There you go. That's how you get it done. Zach, thank you for calling in, brother. We'll see you soon.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
Zach Case calling in from his house in what street? Maybe we shouldn't say that. Okay, well, you're
There's like 700 houses.
Right.
Yes.
Right,
everybody knows we live at Lakeside.
But they should, to get back to the discussion we were having earlier, they should give out the Deborah Stanley T-shirts.
Yeah, I think it's a good promotional event. Well, they were created for Green and Gold Day, so I guess that still applies.
Who cares?
Yeah. I'm sure they have extras.
It's also Teddy Bear Toss. So, you know, we're having this debate. Where I stand, you know, it's not only the glass, but there's the netting.
Yes.
Now, what are the chances I get my teddy bear?
It's going to be hard because
over that netting.
We did this with Nooch yesterday, and we had to get up to the sixth row before they had a chance to get it
over the netting. So I got no shot.
Yeah, it's going to take a launch and some great physics to get that over.
Right. I will do my ass. Every year a teddy bear gets caught in the netting.
Yes.
Every year.
And I was terrified that was going to happen yesterday.
Right. As we're getting another phone call. Hello, call. You're on the air with Aaron Valentino and Brandon Ladd.
What's up, Aaron? What's up, Ladd?
What's up, Brian? Hey. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just sitting here in our apartment enjoying the last episode of Sports Hour.
Right. You're listening to our discussion. You're hosting on Saturday, right?
Yes, I am. Do I need to be concerned that it's just going to be Case and Gross and Lad cracking jokes?
Yeah. No, I told you, Brian. Brian, I don't know how you weren't concerned the second you realized this.
I don't know. I didn't put two and two together.
But you're sitting in our apartment rather than driving to Walmart and get the sweater. That seems like a very interesting strategy by you.
I have homework to do, dude. I want to listen to the entire show. I'm not going to be able to listen to the entire show if I'm in Walmart.
This is fair.
That's true.
This is very fair. Brian, when are we going to do this last assignment?
The monster?
The monster.
I don't know. We should probably talk to the rest of the team about the monster here.
Yeah, you got two other team members this time.
Yeah, a lot of people just went missing as soon as this assignment came through. Everybody was talking a big game 3 weeks ago, and then as soon as it comes.
Yeah, now it's the weekend, and now it's the weekend before, and nothing is done, and it's 3 days.
I don't know. Listen, considering the first time this assignment was due, we looked at the assignment at 12:30 a.m. on the Friday before it was due. We had like 24 hours, five games to cover in 2 days.
Yeah, we were
and
fine.
And we still got them. Two people. I think we're okay.
I just want to say this might be the first time in 706 history that this Sunday no one will be in the basement watching football at 1 p.m. I will not be there.
Yeah,
I will be in the library.
Cowboys don't play anyways.
Yeah, it's not even worth it, right?
Yeah, bets aren't worth watching either.
Yes, so exactly. But Brian, we want to thank you.
Yeah, me and Pat are very concerned about the deliverables here.
Yes. Always concerned about the deliverables.
We got to get the deliverables in. All right, Brian, we want to thank you for calling in the show. Do you have any final parting words before we let you go here?
Congratulations on 150 award-winning episodes, boys.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you. We appreciate that. Brian Radman calling in from 706. If you want to call in and contribute to the show today, it's 315-312-2907, 315-312-2907. Yes. And this is it for, you know, a lot of what we're doing here as we keep getting calls. Hello. You're on the air with Aaron Valentino and Brandon Ladd.
Long-time caller, first-time listener, Jake Johnson here.
Hey, Jake. How are you, dude?
What's going on, guys? How we doing?
Pretty good. A little, you know, a little bit worried. Got to rush home after this, do some Orange Zone, and then we've got 5 hours in Hearth Lounge planning Laker connections tonight. But overall, doing pretty well.
I got some good questions lined up for us tonight.
Oh, really? Oh. You already have them planned. This is the first time they're, like, planned before we sit down at Hearth Lounge.
Well, when I get there and say them to you guys and you go, actually, I don't enjoy any of those, then we're going to have to come up with three more.
Yes. Yes. Jake, you have been one of the biggest callers on the show, so this is good that you're calling into the final episode.
No, I just want to say I'm happy to have been a producer for the show.
Yes,
he was our biggest producer.
He was our biggest. We've had many producers.
Some notes weren't warranted or welcomed, but they were always there.
They were always there.
Always gave a note when you guys needed it, that's for sure.
Yes, that is 100% accurate.
No, your favorite note, back in the day, your favorite note to me would be, what did Lad just say? Because I would go off some wild analogy in comparison and just lose everyone along the way.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't make too much sense. You'd be on a really good starting point, and then all of a sudden you would just tail off, and I would be like, hey, we need to bring it back, figure things out, and reset.
Hard reset.
And that was my job. Reset Lad.
Now a question for you, Jake. Is Mike Queso I brought over yesterday, is that still sitting out or did that make it to the fridge?
Nope, still sitting out.
Oh, so that's done for. Aaron, it's raining.
Yeah, out. I was going to say, I was like, do you hear it?
Yes.
I was like, do you hear it through the headphones? It's absolutely downpouring outside. It's so loud that you can hear it through the roof of MCC and through the roof of the studio.
Maybe you guys won't have Laker connections. TOP does have a bad history of flooding.
I'm not going to say anything because it's the final episode, but I'll just leave it at that. Jake, do you have your sweater ready?
It's a sweater shirt.
Oh, wait. I think I know which one it is.
It's got a sloth on it with skis.
Oh, it's not the one that I'm thinking. Remember the one he wore sophomore year?
Yes.
It's like it's Yeti time or something like that.
And he wore it over a hoodie.
The one that says I'm Yeti to party.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
When I had to find you
on the...
I got an
elf one.
You have another? So you have three.
I have an elf shirt, and it's got, like, Will Ferrell on it.
Right, right. All right, Jake, we want to thank you for calling into the show. Did you have any final parting words for us?
No, proud of you guys, and I'm excited for next semester and the merger.
Yes, the merger is going to be a lot of fun, for sure. All right, Jake, we'll let you go. I'll see you later, buddy.
See you guys.
All right. Jake Johnson, the most prolific caller. Billy Dixon this semester is kind of...
He's caught up.
He's caught up.
Yes.
But Jake Johnson, one of the biggest producers of Sports Hour. Again, if you want to call in, the number is 315-312-2907. We do have to... We're going to go to break first.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and talk a little bit more. We'll talk a lot about the history of the show next. All right. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the final episode. And I think I know who this is.
Go.
So we're going to take the next caller. Call, you're on the air with Aaron Valentino and Brandon Ladd.
Hey, Aaron. Hey, Ladd.
Oh, hello, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing well.
K-Money Kevin Bennett, host of the merger, which is coming back next semester. He's calling in.
The chief engineer of laughter and cheer.
Yes, the chief engineer of laughter and cheer.
There he is.
That's what it's all about.
I would just like to circle back real quick to this teddy bear toss, Aaron.
Yes.
Have you been practicing, my friend?
I haven't been practicing because it's at an interesting angle. So maybe I should have been practicing, but I've been writing essays and doing other things. But maybe you're right.
I should have
been locked in.
Right. You should take about 10 minutes of your day and try and see
how high I can get the teddy bear.
But, Kevin, what do you think about these fundamentals? Like, a lot of people from the student section, they're going to try to throw it like Peyton Manning. They're going to two-step back and then launch into it. And that's going to be a fine strategy to get over the net. But where Aaron is, I don't think he's got that advantage. So he's got to, I think, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar hook it over the net.
Or he would have to Granny Smith apple through the leg, up and over.
Yes.
Really launch it.
Well, I think it's really just a matter of me, like, really bringing my arm down low and launching it as high as I possibly can. Because if I can get it over the net, it'll get onto the ice.
Yeah, I can.
I think you got to practice.
Yeah.
I think all these hypotheticals doesn't mean much.
It doesn't. No, maybe you're right. Maybe it doesn't mean much. Michael Gross joining us just for a quick second. He has something to contribute.
Kevin, I have to tell you, it's also about the density of the bear.
Yes. Yeah, we found out. Yes.
It is about the density.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah,
I had to at least contribute somehow to Sports Hour today. The density is so important.
And the weight, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we found this out yesterday when we were using Felix and Cedric. Mm-hmm. Felix, lighter, actually got through the air a bit better because of his density proportions. Cedric, a little heavier. It was hard for Nooch to get him up.
Yep. Yep, for sure. So
all about the fluff.
It's going to be interesting to see like what types of bears are on this. I hope somebody brings a big one.
Yeah.
Just
we
got to
get
over.
You an aerodynamic. We got to get a bear with wings for you.
That would be. Oh,
can we get an Aaron-sized bear?
Yeah, and
well,
throw
Boris.
It over. Well, we're gonna give Boris. Boris, like that would be bad to give to the kids because it's got that cut.
Yes, which
so, like, that's
got,
not like as much as like you know you would want to, but that's not fair to them giving them a
No, it's not
bear
fair.
Like that. No, it really
no.
Isn't.
Oh, it's a faulty bear.
Yeah,
that bear's been through a lot.
That bear has been through a lot. You're not wrong about that. All right, Kevin, we gotta let you go because we actually do have to get to break.
I'm gonna get going too.
But thank you for calling in, Kevin. We'll see you later.
Yeah, congrats, guys.
All right, thanks, Kevin. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. Really, really quick break because we do actually have to go to break according to FCC guidelines. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Sports Hour right here on WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network.
Whoa. I try to be everything that I can.
Welcome back to Sports Hour right here on WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network. Come and Go by Juice WRLD, and we're already getting a call. We will answer that in just a second here. Let me fade this out. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Aaron Valentino and Brandon Ladd.
I just wanted to tell you guys I'm very proud of what you guys have done here over the past year and a half. It's a great show.
Thank you.
This is
Michael Orr.
Yes, it is.
Of Time After Time. He has our slot on Fridays, folks. He does a good job.
He does.
So make sure you tune in at 3 o'clock tomorrow for that. Michael, thank you for calling in, dude.
No problem. We will miss you on the airwaves.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate that. We appreciate that. We're not going anywhere, though.
No.
Just cutting it down.
Not too far away.
We're cutting it down, and we're adding three more guests.
It's like turning a pine tree into, I don't know,
what a
bench.
What a metaphor. what a metaphor from Brandon Ladd. But yes, we're like expanding, but not at the same time. We're downsizing.
Yes, yeah, so it's our retirement home.
Yes, now yes. We're getting another. Here we go. Hello, call. You're on the air with Aaron Valentino and Brandon Ladd.
Hi, guys. This is Rich. I just wanted to call in and congratulate you on your great award-winning show and been very impressed and proud of your diligence in producing so many shows over the past year and a half.
Thank you. Thank you, Rich. Rich, where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from Hackettstown, New Jersey.
Wow. Look at that. That's weirdly enough, that's where I'm from. Isn't that interesting?
Very interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yes, I'm calling from your home. How eerie is that?
Yes, it's my. For the listeners, this is my father on the phone congratulating us.
A little Hackettstown fact, Aaron, you know, the home of M&M Productions.
Yes, the home of M&M Mars. So, like, there are days where the entire town of Hackettstown smells like M&M's.
That's kind
of
cool.
It's dope, yeah. And M&M's is, like, second favorite candy for me. So.
Nice.
Yeah. If you look on the back of a bag of M&M's, it says Hackettstown, New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Jeez, I did not know that.
Yes.
There you go.
There you go. Fun fact of the day from Rich Valentino.
Great job, guys. So proud. You know, they say college is what you get out of it, what you put into it, and all the work that you guys do outside of class that you don't have to do is pretty impressive. And congratulations on your award beating out FU, and it's just been a great experience, and so proud to hear you guys do all the good work you do.
Thank you, Dad. Appreciate that.
All right, guys. We'll see you soon and look forward to the merger next semester.
All right. Thank you, Rich. Bye. Bye.
Thank you.
Rich Valentino, very nice. Very nice and kind words from him.
Yes.
And
here
we go again. Hello, call. You're on the air with Aaron Valentino and Brandon Ladd.
Hey, guys, it's Liam Godmer.
Hey, Liam, how are you?
I'm doing really good, guys. I know that I haven't been around, you know, for so long listening to your show, but I would be remiss on the last episode if I didn't say congratulations and just commend the both of you for how hard you work, not only with Sports Hour, but just everything in WNYO. So just a sincere congratulations. And also, I just want to mention for all the listeners, you might not know this, but there is an episode of Sports Hour that is the most listened podcast in WNYO history. It is Lad and Joey's horrible trivia contest, as you had me right.
Yes. You should take a listen to that one. You should take a listen to all the episodes that are up. Podcasting Department does really well with Liam at the helm of it. Yes, take a listen to all of our podcasts, especially Sports Hour. You could listen to these episodes forever. So there you go. Thank you. Thank you, Liam, for calling. And we thank you for all that you do for NYO as well.
My pleasure, guys. Congratulations and enjoy your last episode.
Thank you. Yeah. No, I feel like, you know, again, like this semester has been just such a whirlwind. That's the only way I could describe it. Like everything like has just gone like at 100 miles an hour since the beginning. And like I feel like that award, like the award ceremony that we went to, like I don't even think like I fully comprehend, you know, what we went through that day and like what it was like. Like Julie Boeheim was there.
Kind of out of nowhere.
Like, what was Julie Boeheim doing at this award ceremony luncheon? Like, why?
Covering for her husband.
Yeah. Why? Yeah. Well, he doesn't make any.
No, he doesn't make the public appearances.
He doesn't make any public appearances unless, like, it's, like, huge.
Yes.
You know, and he doesn't like the media anyway. So, you know, kind of makes sense.
Glad you don't have
there.
To deal with him. Does Tommy deal with
well,
him at all?
Yeah. Tommy said to me that Jim Boeheim makes like the entire second half of the game. Like he's the type of coach that the entire second half of the game, you're thinking of a question because you want to make sure that it's good.
Yes.
That's the type of coach. I would have liked to cover one game.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you know, you can't have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah, that's true.
Not all the time. I went to Cuse Wake Forest, which is the most electric game of the year.
Yes.
In my eyes. Unfortunately, they didn't get to win, but it was absolute. That final drive was nuts.
Yes.
Like that final drive was nuts.
He kept texting me the whole time.
And again, like I am a sports fan.
Yes.
More than I am a media person.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'm in this press box and Sean Tucker ties the game. And I like fall back in my chair. I'm like, oh, and I'm like, wait, I got a tweet.
Yeah.
Like there were a couple like students in the press box off, like who were cheering, but the rest of everybody is just like immediately on their computer tweeting. And I'm like, holy, okay, wait, I gotta focus up. I have to focus up here because I have to make sure this gets out for the world to see. But yeah, it was crazy. It was a great semester. But again, like that day, like. And, like, immediately when we got back, it was a 45-minute drive back. I came back here, and, like, I had to, like, engineer stuff for a game we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
I had to, like, test stuff with Jared for a game that we were doing, which is kind of funny to think about.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate they didn't give us, like, three, like, that I could take and you could, like, that mm-hmm. award has to sit here forever, which is kind of unfortunate. But,
yes.
Again, to be there and, like, to compete with, you know, some of the best college broadcasters in the entire state and to win the award and to receive it on Syracuse University's campus was something like, you know, extremely special and felt really good.
It was like when Baker Mayfield planted the flag in Ohio State.
Yeah.
Did those feels.
Yes. No, it had that type of feel for sure. And everybody there was very supportive and nice. New York really does have like, you know, they call it the sports capital of the world, but like Syracuse and like this area and New York in general, there's such a broadcasting culture.
Yes, and like you got Marist, you got Fordham, you got a whole bunch of different schools.
St. Bonaventure.
Yes, you got a whole bunch of different schools across the state.
Fredonia has a solid program as well.
Yep.
Plattsburgh has an okay program.
Brockport.
I genuinely don't know.
I've heard they do.
I just know Fredonia and Plattsburgh are the ones that I know have like, not Oswego, but like, you know, good level of program. I think obviously Syracuse University. I'm trying to think of other schools from around the state that Jonathan Singh went to Stony Brook.
Oh, interesting.
If that means anything. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was real. And we've done a lot of cool things this year. Like the amount of people that have come in. We've talked about a lot of different things, and you know, we've talked about a lot of funny different things too: punctured lungs, power plants, Olivia Rodrigo. You know, we've just made it like a fun kind of hang. And that was like that was always the goal.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Like I remember, like especially from like in 2021, like last semesters, we're getting another call here. Hello, call. You're on the air with Aaron Valentino and Brandon Ladd.
Hi, Aaron, and hi, Brandon. It's Abby.
Hello, hi. Abby. Abby Connolly, our GM, calling in. Hello, Abby. How are you?
Yes. You know, I would be remiss to not call in for the last episode of Sports Hour. And I also felt like I had to call in to kind of show the demographic is not all male.
Yes, yes.
Well, so we only had nine straight males call.
Yes, only, yes.
You know,
there's nine.
At least one woman out there listening to you. But I just wanted to thank you for what you've done for WNYO, what you've done for me this semester. It's been an absolute pleasure having you, on, what we've called my radio station for the past couple months, but, congratulations. And I'm so excited for what you guys are going to do. And I'm so excited to see what's going to happen next semester. I'm going to miss my 3 to 4 o'clock hour being, kind of lined up for me. The days when my schedule wasn't determined, I at least knew that Sports Hour was going to be on at 3. So I will be missing hearing you too.
Thank you, Abby. That was very kind. I really appreciate that. And thank you for letting us do it again for at least one more semester.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Vlad, do you have anything to say?
Yeah. Thank you, Abigail.
Of course.
All right. Thank you, Abby. We appreciate that.
Have a great one.
All right. Bye. Abby Connolly, the GM. And, like, that was the other thing about it. When I canceled when I told Ebor, we had made the decision, like, a week before I told Ebor, we're getting another call.
Go.
Hello, call. You're on the air with Darren Valentino and Brandon Ladd.
Hello. My name's Elizabeth, and I'm calling from England. And I just want to let you know that you're my favorite, like, Sports American radio show. And I'm going to be really sad when you're off the air, but it's a bit bittersweet, wouldn't you say?
Yes, that's exactly how I describe it, as bittersweet. Who did you're calling from England?
I am. I live in Manchester right now, but I'm from London.
Oh,
wow.
Wow, yeah.
Wow, I didn't know we were global. That's crazy
to
think about.
Oh, yes, love. Me and all my friends, we love to listen to you, me and all my mates.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, this is great. This is like the greatest phone call we could have received. That's incredible.
Air.
But it being from England... Do you keep up with the American sports?
Well, we try, but we really love your show just for your personality.
We
love the dynamic between the two.
We appreciate that. We really appreciate that.
Of course. I love you, babe. Cheerio.
All right. Bye. Who was that? Her name was Elizabeth?
Yeah, that was Liz.
Because sometimes Morgan Stern calls up as this like country bumpkin dude. From Fulton.
Who just moved from Alabama with his fiance. Yes.
So like I have no idea who that could be.
I know exactly who that was.
Who was it?
It was Ash.
It was Ash?
Yeah.
I didn't realize she had that good an English accent.
He's really good. He's rubbing off on her.
That was really good.
Yeah, they're the best when it comes to accents.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's crazy. I did not.
If that wasn't actually Ash,
I'm sorry.
Yes.
thank you for listening in England, but you know, again, like that was really good English.
No,
accent.
That was awesome.
Yeah,
that was good.
But to get back to what I was saying before, Elizabeth called us. We made the decision before, and the only other person I told was Brian, that we were gonna move on from Sports Hour. Like the Chris, our programming director, kind of said no. Like he looked at me in the face and was like, you can't cancel it. And obviously I said, it wasn't the end. We had something else planned, and obviously that was the merger. But the outpouring support has been unbelievable from everybody. It really has.
It honestly has. And it's bittersweet to see this go, even though when I was walking to my car today, I was thinking if we did this in May, it would kind of be, it wouldn't feel the same.
I mean, again, like, this whole year in general, because when you think about it, not just me, and I feel like when I've talked about 2021, I've talked about me a lot. Everybody in this field in college. You know, you couldn't do anything in 2020. So all the stuff that you had to do in, you know, in 2 years, you had to get done in one.
Yes.
So it's just been an incredibly, like, it hasn't been a bad year. It's just been a year of, like, constantly moving on to the next thing. And, you know, I kind of looked at this semester. I looked at all the things we did. You know, I'm sports director here. You're running the paper. We have Sports Hour. There's Laker connections.
Yep.
I want to do news next semester for TOP to kind of wrap some things up for my reel and things like that. And, like, you know, I'm not taking two night classes again next semester. So, again, I started to create time. And having that extra hour in the day, as much as, you know, we've loved doing the show.
Yes.
That extra hour is just going to be...
No, it's crucial.
It's going to be crucial. Like, today, like, obviously I was very excited to do the show today, but having that extra hour today in particular, like,
yes.
You know, I'm going to have to run home after this, yeah. And I have Laker connections. I'm probably going to have to, like, eat McDonald's rather than, like, making a solid meal. Like, that extra hour is would be crucial. But, again, that's just not how this year has worked.
Yeah.
You know? So... But, all right, we're going to take one final break, and then we'll do a final reflection to wrap the show. And then the Hot Corner is coming your way at 4 o'clock with Michael Gross and Jake Johnson. Gross, is it your final show in the year? You can just shake your head yes, or you can answer on air as well.
I didn't know what you wanted me to do. But,
yeah.
No, I don't believe it'll be the final show. I believe we will run next semester.
Oh, okay, but this semester is your
this
final
semester.
Show.
Oh, this semester.
Yes.
We might try and do one next week during finals week to decompress.
Right, right.
But with nothing going on in the CBA, unless something happens, then I don't know. I don't know yet.
We'll see. Yes, I am going to take this phone call. Hello, call. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Hello. Good. How are you?
This is Mrs. Ladd.
Good.
Oh, this is Mrs. Yeah. Ladd. Okay, yes. I didn't recognize the voice right away.
That's fine. I just want to call and say, you know, we're very proud of both of you, and your award was so well deserved, and you've definitely proven that you can do this job, you know. So, and you've made so many good memories on and off the air. It's just wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Ladd. We appreciate that.
Okay. I'm going to let you finish up your last few minutes, okay?
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Love you guys. Bye.
All right, we are going to go to break because we do have to, and then we'll come back and we'll wrap up the show. So the final countdown has begun. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the award-winning Sports Hour right here on WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network.
I will remember you. Will you remember? Don't let your love pass you.
Welcome back to Sports Hour on WNYO 88.9 The Laker Radio Hour. And, you know, it's supposed to be an emotional moment. It's supposed to be really sad, but this is just hilarious.
Yes, it is.
It's just so funny. There's no other song, though, that we can end
There's
on.
Nothing better sums it up than this.
Yeah.
Laughing to I Will Remember You.
Yes. No, that... It is the most accurate way to end Sports Hour of all time. All right, we're getting one final caller. I will fade this out. Are we? All right, we are. Hello, caller. You'll be probably the final caller in Sports Hour history. How are you?
What's up, Steppers? It's Joey P.
Hey, Joey P. How are you?
Joey.
I just wanted to say I'm a longtime listener. Love the show. Just wanted to congratulate you boys on making it this far. I absolutely love listening, and can't wait for the merger.
Yes, excited for it. Joey, we are going to wrap the show, so we're going to let you go.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Wrap it up. See you.
All right. Lad, this is it. Final words.
Final words? It was a pleasure. It was fun doing it every single day. We made the most of it. And what started is just a simple back-and-forth text during the summer of 2020 when all seemed so carefree and life had slowed down and all that stuff, and how it's turned into almost 160 episodes, and us just chipping away at it every single day. It's going to be sad. It's going to be a lot to get over, because it meant so much to me, and I just thank you so much for this opportunity.
Yeah, this is This is sad, isn't it? I want to thank so many people. I want to thank the New York Broadcasters Association for honoring us with the award in September. We really appreciate it, and we hope to hopefully make another run at it next year as well. Maybe, you know, maybe not for here, maybe in real life. Who knows?
Yeah.
I want to thank Jen Robilato and Abby Conley for giving us the opportunity these last 2 semesters, and Chris Brewster as well, this semester, our programming director, giving us the opportunity, taking up 4 slots on the schedule is something that's not easy to do, especially when you're running a college radio station. So we want to thank them for that. Ren Ladd, last, certainly not least, I want to thank you for joining me on this journey of over close to 160 episodes for dealing with my antics every single day. I appreciate you and really excited to see where our careers take us, not only next semester, but in life as well.
I am as well.
This show has meant a lot to a lot of people. I didn't realize how many people, you know, even if you didn't listen every day, like when it was on, you listened and you paid attention, yeah. And I really appreciate that. You know, this is something that I want to do. It's something that I want to do for my career. If I could end up in Evan Roberts or Craig Carton or Mike Francesa's or Michael Kay's position one day, that would be super amazing. I would love that. So the opportunity to, you know, be able to do that. Dan Corlett said when he left TOP, when he was the OP director at the time, he said this is his dream job. He's getting the chance to live out his dream job, and he's really sad to see it end. You know, it's a little bit less than that because, like I said, we talked about earlier in the show, this is the right decision. The show's run its course. It served its purpose. But this, you know, this is one of my dream jobs, is to host a daily radio show 5 days a week or 4 days a week. And so the opportunity to do that, you know, I'm glad we took for 3 semesters, and I'm glad I didn't pass up. That's going to do it. This is it. Have a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and we will see you next year for the first episode, the return episode of The Merger. Have a great rest of your quarantine day, everybody.